Track 1.49.
Good evening, and welcome to The Money Show, the show that helps you navigate the world of spending and saving and manage your personal finances. Today, we've asked you, the listeners, to write, email, or call in with your tips for saving money or making it go further. The lines are open now at 676-7888. That's 676-7888 if you'd like to share your ideas. First of all, we've had an email from Tony Mendez who says, "I've made huge savings by canceling my gym membership. I found I was only going once or twice a week, which was not only making me feel guilty for not going more often, but was also costing me a fortune in monthly membership fees. With all the money I've saved, I've bought a bicycle, and now I get my exercise for free. And on top of that, now that I'm cycling to work, I'm saving on gas too." Thank you very much, Tony, for that idea. How to save money and get in shape at the same time. Great thinking. And here's another idea from Riley Tucker. Riley writes, "It really makes sense to buy things that are on sale whenever you can. Why overpay when, if you wait for a sale, you can get it for half the price? And if you buy in bulk, you can also stock up on gifts, so you're never at a loss if you need a birthday gift for somebody." I agree, Riley. In fact, I can't honestly understand why anybody buys things at any other time. And talking about purchases, here's a tip from Isabel Costa, who writes, "My tip for saving money is to stop buying designer clothes. My closet used to be stuffed with pricey clothes and accessories I hardly ever wore. Then a friend said to me, 'Face it, Isabel, celebrities are given expensive clothes to wear. They don't actually go out and buy them. You're not a celebrity and never will be. How can you justify overpaying just because a top designer has had his or her name sewn into the label? And can you honestly tell the difference between an exorbitantly priced designer bag and one bought at a fraction of the price? Get your clothes at a thrift store or in discount stores, and you'll save a fortune." Thank you, Isabel. So, those of you with a penchant for upscale clothes, take note. Not sure I come into that category myself, though. And here's another money-saving idea from Paul Moore, who's emailed us with the following suggestion. "If you're an impulse buyer like me, my suggestion is when you're waiting at the checkout with your new purchase, count to 10 and ask yourself, 'Do I really need this?' The chances are the answer is no. Even if it's half price, if you don't need it, you're not saving money. So put it down, walk away, and believe me, you'll feel a lot happier and a lot richer when you get home. Plus, the fact that your house won't be cluttered with stuff you're only going to give away or get rid of in a few months' time." I like that suggestion, Paul. I'm sure we'd all be a lot happier if we could just be content with the bare necessities of life. And talking of bare necessities, here's a tip from Sally Weiss.